الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما المؤمنون إخوة فأصلحوا بين أخويكم واتقوا الله لعلكم ترحمون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: المسلم من سلم المسلمون من لسانه ويده، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. لا سدر الشريف. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Respected elders and dear listeners, in our last talk we were discussing a hadith of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which was narrated by Sayyidina Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Jabir bin Sulaym radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, in which Sayyidina Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu describes his first meeting with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That when he met the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what happened? And we said, obviously it's a lengthy hadith, and in the same hadith it comes that when Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he met the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he greeted Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the words, "Alaykum as-salam ya Rasulullah, alaykum as-salam ya Rasulullah." Upon this, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Jabir radiallahu anhu that, "Oh Jabir, do not say alaykum as-salam, rather say as-salamu alaykum." You know, we know that when we say salam to someone, we use the words as-salamu alaykum, not alaykum as-salam. When we say salam to someone, obviously the reply of it is wa alaykum as-salam. So, and we also discussed that what do we learn from this? We learn a very important lesson, that the words of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has got its barakah and blessings. Because if we look at the meaning, when you say assalamu alaykum or when you say alaykum assalam, they both means the same. There's no difference in the meaning. But still the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Jabir radiallahu anhu, "Oh Jabir, when you say salam to someone, you should not say alaykum assalam, rather say assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi barakatuh." So this teaches us a lesson that the words of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the words that he has used, has got its barakah, has got its blessings. So we should not just think that, oh, what difference does it make? I can just say whatever I want because the meaning is the same. No, you might get the reward, but the barakah and the blessing that the words of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has, we will only get those barakah when we use the same words that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us. So the wordings has got its nur, has got its barakah as well. Now, nonetheless, then Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that, "Are you the messenger of Allah?" The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, "Yes, I am the messenger of that Allah that if any difficulty or any calamity befalls you and you ask for help, Allah is the one that will solve your difficulties. I'm the messenger of that Allah." So he's not just saying that, yes, I am the messenger of Allah, but along with that, he's also describing the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That who is Allah? He's saying Allah is that Allah that when any difficulty, when any calamity befalls you, you ask him for help, Allah will help you. I'm the messenger of that Allah. And I'm the messenger of that Allah that if famine or drought was to come and you are looking for food, Allah is the one that will provide you food. And if you are in a desert and an animal was to be, you know, lost and you ask from Allah, Allah is the one that will restore your animal back. You'll find your animal back with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am the messenger of that Allah. Thereafter, Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu requested the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to give him some advice. He says to the Messenger of Allah, "O Messenger of Allah, give me some advice, give me some nasiha." From this we also learn that when we go and meet an elderly person or a religious person, a scholar, and we get a chance to sit in front of him, we get a chance to, you know, to be traveling with him, then we should take the advantage of getting some advice from that person. Say for example, you've got an opportunity of sitting in a majlis or sitting with a scholar, a religious scholar or a person with a knowledge, then take an advantage of that time and ask for some advice. Maybe that one advice from that scholar could change your life. So this is what we learn from this hadith as well. Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu asks the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, "O Prophet of Allah, O Messenger of Allah, give me some advice." Now remember what we said in the beginning. This is the first time Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu is meeting the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's his first meeting, first mulaqat. Now, there are few advices that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave. Now, it shows the importance, that how important those advices will be, because the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu this advice in his first meeting, when he's meeting him for the first time. That shows the importance and the value, that how valuable and how important those advices would be. We'll go through those advices. There are a couple of advices that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave, but I want everyone to make an intention that inshallah when we listen to these advices, we will try and bring it into our lives. We'll try and bring it into our lives. Yeah. Now remember, these are not my advice or your advice. These are the advices from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Quran says, "Wama yantiqu anil hawa in huwa illa wahyu yuha." Whatever the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, it's not from his side; it's directly from Allah subhanahu wa taala. Yeah, so he's not saying it from his own side. Allah subhanahu wa taala is instructing the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now that shows the value and the importance of those advice. The first advice the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave to Jabir radiallahu anhu, not just to him, it's also for me and you. Number one, he says, "O Jabir, la tasubbanna ahadan, la tasubbanna ahadan." You know, just as we go ahead, we should remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given a miracle to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wherein the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the one who had jawami'ul kalim. Jawami'ul kalim means comprehensive speech. He used to speak less, but the meaning of it is, you know, there's no limit to it. It's, you know, you can just carry on speaking for that, just for that one or two words that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had uttered. It's got lots of meaning in it. Even here, if you see the words, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "La tasubbanna ahadan." What that means is, linguistically it means, by lughatan, "La tasubbanna ahadan" means that do not use bad words or do not swear at anyone. Kisi ko gali mat do. Kisi ko gali mat do. Now, what that means is that our action should not be such that it causes harm and trouble and pain to someone else. Now, if you join with this statement and with this advice of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, another hadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which I just quoted in my khutbah, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Al Muslimu man salim al Muslimun min lisanihi wa yadi." That who is a true believer? Who is a complete Muslim? Who is a perfect Muslim? A perfect Muslim is he from whose hand and tongue other Muslims are protected, are safe. He is a true Muslim. He is a complete Muslim. Now, this is one hadith, but there is another hadith to its, and it has got the same meaning, but in that hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that not just Muslim, he uses the word an-nas. Al-Muslimu man salima an-nasu min lisanihi wa yadi. What that means is that a true Muslim, a complete Muslim, is the one from whose hands not just other Muslims, but other human beings are safe. From whose hand and tongue other human beings are safe. That means that my, and you know, obviously Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used the words as tongue. And that refers to verbal things. You know, what we say, the words verbally. And yadihi, hands, refers to our actions. What that means is that we should not be causing harm and trouble to any human being, whether it's a Muslim or a non-Muslim, verbally or through our actions. I should not say such a thing that will cause harm to someone else. That's the first, that's the advice that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave to Jabir radiallahu anhu, and obviously it's an advice for me and you as well. So we should look into our life. We should look into our life, you know, our daily routine, our day-to-day activities, when we deal with our family members, we deal with our parents, family, and our friends, our colleagues out there, whether my action or my saying what I say, does it cause trouble and harm to someone else? Yeah? If you look in the Quran and if you look in the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you'll find that all those things that causes trouble and pain to someone else, it's impermissible. We are stopped from it. It's forbidden. There are so many examples. In Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we should not be backbiting. La yaghtab ba'dukum ba'da. Not backbite. Why? Ghibat naikalni. Why we should not backbite? Because if we backbite, then if this news was to reach that person, obviously he'll be hurtful. Yeah? He'll have that pain that, oh, how can this person speak about me like that? Yeah? In a similar manner, we should not make fun of someone. We should not slander someone. We should not use ill words for someone. Not call out someone with their bad names which they don't like it. So, whatever causes trouble and harm or pain to someone else, we're not allowed to do that. لا تسبن أحدا. And it also means, you know, this advice of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam also means that we should not belittle someone. We should not belittle someone. Kisi ki tahqeer aur haqeer mat samjho. Kisi ko haqeer mat samjho. If a person is in sin, you see a person committing lots of sin. Yeah, full day he's just committing sin. He doesn't come to the masjid, he doesn't pray. Still, we should not belittle him. Because we do not know what's his end result and what's my end result. Al-ibratu bil khawatim, i'tibar khatme ka hai. All is well if it ends well. You know, they say all is well if it ends well. So we do not know what's his end result, what's my end result. So if a person is committing a sin today, there is a chance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might give him the opportunity and tawfiq of tawbah and he changes his life. If you see, that's why, you know, we are taught that even for a non-Muslim, we should not belittle them. Because who knows that Allah might give them the hidayah and they could come on a straight path. If someone is committing a sin, do not belittle that person. Do not belittle the being of that person. Yes, the action that he's doing, you say, you know what he's doing? The thing that he's doing is wrong. But in terms of that person, the being, we should not belittle someone. Kisi ko haqeer mat samjho. You know, there was a scholar, I'll just end up on this. There was a scholar who was walking on the street one day, a pious man, a religious man, and someone said to that scholar that, I have a question. So that person, the pious man says that, alright, what's your question? So he says, I've got a question, that are you better or this dog that I've got is better? Who is better? Who is better? Are you a better man, or this dog is considered better than you? So just listen to his answer. He said, at this time, I do not have any answer. Why? Because he said, I will have an answer when I will be standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells me to go Jannah, and I've been granted Jannah, at that time I would say that, yes, I was better than your dog because I'm going in Jannah. And if at that time, Allah protect me, if at that time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells me to go to Jahannam, then obviously your dog is better than me. Because I have to then face a punishment. So do not belittle anyone. If a person is in sin, yeah, we advise whatever we could do. We go and reach out to that person. We do whatever we could, but we should not belittle him. We should not say that, oh, see that person. We should not make fun of that person, because there is a greater chance that he might get the tawfiq and the ability of doing tawbah, and he could end well, and there is no chance about you. So we should always keep making dua from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us on the straight path, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when our time comes to go from this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us with the kalima, with iman, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he takes us from this world. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Inshallah, you know that there is a long hadith. Inshallah, we'll go through some of the advices as well in our next majlis. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to act upon what's being said. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Can be performed now. Jazakumullah.